Clouds scud across the sky.
The track is still dangerously wet, but following a driver's beating...
The clouds are reflected in a man's eye. Rush. German Grand Prix, Nürburgring, August 1976. Mechanics in yellow waterproofs work on the red Formula One Ferrari of Austrian racer Niki Lauda.
25 drivers start every season in Formula One. And each year, two of us die. What kind of person does a job like this? Not normal men, for sure. Rebels. Lunatics. Dreamers. People who are desperate to make a mark and are prepared to die trying.
Another driver surrounded by women.
My name is Niki Lauda, and racing people know me for two things. The first is my rivalry with him.
Mechanics talk to the drivers.
You want to change?
A Marlboro McLaren gets dry weather tyres.
What about Hunt? Has he changed?
No, he's going on wet.
I don't know why it became such a big thing. We were just drivers, busting each other's balls. To me, this is perfectly normal. But other people saw it differently. That whatever was between us went deeper.
Then we go on wet too.
Long-haired James Hunt kisses a girl, pulls on his helmet and locks eyes with Niki. Flames flare from the engines and heat haze shimmers across the grid. An aerial view takes in the cars on the grid and packed grandstands.
The other thing I'm remembered for is what happened on 1st August 1976, when I was chasing him like an asshole.
With a last glance across at James, Niki slams down his visor and the starter waves the German flag. Niki presses the accelerator. The revs leap up and tyres spin, burning rubber as the racers launch themselves off the damp start-finish straight. Niki and James race side by side, the Austrian forcing his rival to the grass. 6 years earlier. Bare feet pad down a hospital corridor. James Hunt strolls casually in a grimy race suit and dabs a bloody nose with a tissue.
Oh, I think the racetrack telephoned ahead that I was coming. Hunt, James Hunt.
A blue-eyed young nurse stares at him, as does everyone in a waiting area.
What's the matter? No one's ever seen a spot of blood before.
Are you all right?
Absolutely fine.
James grins disarmingly.
We all thought you'd been in an accident.
I have.
If you call a friendly disagreement with another driver an accident.
He shrugs off his suit to reveal a bloody bandage. The nurse grins and closes curtains around the treatment couch.
What did you disagree about?
It's none of your business.
Sorry.
His wife.
That's going to need a couple of stitches. It's a nasty cut.
It was a nasty blow. Done with a bloody crowbar.
Why? What did you do?
Nothing. Only what she asked me to do.
She examines his eyes close up.
Which was?
I'd be happy to show you if you like.
She frantically pulls off his race suit.
I have a theory why women like racing drivers. It's not because they respect what we do, driving round and round in circles. Mostly they think that's pathetic, and they're probably right. It's our closeness to death. You see, the closer you are to death, the more alive you feel. The more alive you are, they can see that in you, they feel that in you. My name is James Hunt. My father is a stockbroker. My sister is a barrister, and my brother is an accountant. And I, well, I do this. It's a wonderful way to live, and it's the only way to drive. As if each day is your last.
James and the nurse make love in an office and in a shower. He collapses on a bed. A Mini hurtles into Crystal Palace Racetrack in London in 1970.
I've never been to a Grand Prix before.
You still haven't. This is Formula 3.
What's that?
That's a lower division, where idiots like me mess about in the hope of being talent spotted to race in Formula 1. You look disappointed.
No.
Ah, you only slept with me because you thought I was famous.
That's not true.
Don't worry, there will be one day. Morning, everyone. This is Nursey.
Gemma.
Nursey, this is Bubbles Horsley, team manager.
How do you do?
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Doc Postlethwaite, our designer.
How do you do?
And Alexander Lord Hesker, the team's owner.
How do you do?
Fine, thanks.
Well done, sister.
That's the car?
Yep, that's sir. Lotus 59. 1,000cc, Cosworth MAE engine. She's no beauty, but goes like the clappers.
Red-haired Bubbles grins as Gemma is shocked to see James throwing up.
Nothing to be worried about. Does it before every race. Good sign, actually. Means he's stoked.
Rosy-cheeked Alexander clutches a glass of champagne. James wipes his mouth. Dark rings around his eyes. Other drivers stare at him from their cars. He grabs his helmet and approaches Alexander.
All right, superstar?
Never better, Patron.
Have a gargle with this.
Thank you.
James swigs champagne.
Quick toke of this.
He drags on a cigarette, hands Bubbles his helmet and climbs into the little Lotus.
Who's that?
He's new. Some German.
Austrian. He's been here since 5 a.m, walking the track. You might actually have to concentrate today, James.
You'll need these.
OK, start her up.
Alexander gives Gemma earplugs.
Ah, what music!
They could never have imagined it. Those pioneers who invented the automobile, that it would possess us like this in our imaginations, our dreams. You know, see, men love women. And even more than that, men love cars.
The point of view hurtles at high speed along the twisting racetrack. James concentrates at the wheel. The cars tear by with only a fragile wooden fence between them and the fans.
Hunt's still in the lead, but Nicky Lauda is right on his tail.
In Nicky's sleek red car, a gloved hand changes gear and a race boot presses down on the accelerator. Nicky closes in on James' green Lotus.
Hunt and Lauda are proving to be in a class of their own. They're leaving the pack far behind.
Eric Devil's on his tail.
Nicky makes a move on James, coming up on his right-hand side. James spots him in his mirror.
Lauda takes a look down the inside. And he sold him a dummy!
As James covers, Nicky blasts past on the other side.
Lauda is through! He's in the lead! Hunt will be determined to make up for that mistake!
At track level, leaves are blown around as James tries a countermove, the pair glued together.
Hunt's in Lauda's slipstream! Lauda's not leaving any gap!
But James spots one, impossibly narrow, on a right-hand bend. James draws level, then twitches the wheel towards Nicky. Both cars slide and spin down the track in plumes of tyre smoke and leaving black lines of rubber on the tarmac.
The leaders are spun out! Lauda's facing the wrong way! That marker's gone through! See why Hunt's fellow drivers call it out the shunt.
James gets going again, leaving Nicky stranded in his smoking car.
Marshal!
Go on, James!
Get the crap out of it!
Lauda is clearly furious. There's every reason to expect sharp words in the pits. It's going to be victory for Hunt. It's going to be an ignominious defeat for Nicky Lauda.
James sprays champagne from the podium.
So James Hunt scores his third major Formula 3 win of the season here at Crystal Palace. A desperate battle with Nicky Lauda. Lauda was unable to restart after Hunt's aggressive move caused the loaf to spin out one half.
James raises the trophy as Nicky prowls angrily.
Hey, asshole! It was my line. I had that corner.
What do you mean, the one that you spun out of and finished facing the other way? I think that corner had you.
That move was thought of suicide. But if I hadn't braked, we'd have crashed.
Well, no, but we didn't, did we? Thanks to your impeccable survival instincts.
Fuck you! What's your name?
James Simon Wallace Hunt. Remember it, my little Jerry friend.
Yavol, remembers the name.
Yes, it's very simple. Hunt. It rhymes with Hunt. A word that happens to describe you perfectly.
Who is that?
I have no idea. He looks like a rat, doesn't he?
Nicky gave Lord Hesketh the finger.
In my hometown, Vienna, my family is famous for one thing. Business. My grandfather was a businessman. My father, too. So when they heard I wanted to race cars for a living, they had a few things to say.
Niemals.
Never.
Racing is for playboys and dilettantes, frivolous amateurs with nothing in their heads. The name Lauda belongs with politicians and economists on the front pages.
What if this is all I can do?
Then you need my money more than ever. So do as I say and follow me into the family business.
Good.
Nicky nods thoughtfully.
Keep your money. Don't invest in me. But when I'm world champion, and my name is on the front pages too, you will regret it.
Raus! Und lass dich hier nie wieder blicken!
Nicky leaves the bank.
So if my family wasn't going to help me, I decided to risk everything and take out a loan myself. I found a Formula One team with an okay car and an owner who'd run out of money and was willing to accept my terms.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to say that the winner of the Guild of Motoring Writers Award Driver of the Year is James Hunt.
James embraces Alexander, and the team rise to their feet at the ceremony in a plush club. A fellow driver is unimpressed. James bounds up onto the stage to accept his trophy.
Thank you so much.
Yes!
My parents always wanted me to be a doctor or a stockbroker or something. They gave me the first-class education, but, well, that all went terribly wrong, and I ended up with you lot.
James pinches a cigarette from a table near the stage.
Thank you.
I need it more than you do.
I have a hot head, an inability to tolerate discipline.
Yes, very true.
Very true.
I fall out with people left and right. The only creatures I've ever really loved or have treated honorably are budgerigars. So in any normal area of life, I'd be or I am a total liability. The only thing I've got going for me is I'm quick in a car. So thank you for this and for acknowledging that. I'm going to give it to my father and tell him to put it on the mantelpiece and imagine it's a first-class degree in medicine.
James grins, takes the cigarette from the corner of his mouth and beams at the trophy. He snogs a glamorous woman on the dance floor under a glitter ball. As Alexander pours champagne into the trophy, James plonks his patent leather shoes on the table beside the remains of a beer and an ashtray.
Well done, superstar. Another season like that, then I'll move you up to the big time.
Come on, you don't think I'm ready now?
You are. I'm not. I've got to find you a car first.
Well, go on then. Chop, chop.
Don't wait too long. You don't want him to do what Lauda just did.
Fine, what did he do?
Got himself a drive. With BRM.
Well, how the hell did he do that? He's a nobody. He's never won a bloody thing.
Apparently, took out a loan and bought his way in with 2 million Austrian shillings.
Jesus.
James frowns as the news from Bubbles hits home.